Shachris early and late. Drashi Shachris means Lashon Shachris. They come early in the morning. Ko'erev means Lashon Arvis. They stay late at night. So people that stay in the Beis Medrash early and late, they'll be zeichet to learn Torah. Rabbi Omar, b'misha mashchir ponav aleim. Somebody that makes his face black for learning Torah. In other words, even though he doesn't have a panosa, it's hard, still he learns Torah. Ko'erev, what does it mean like an Arab, like a raven? Rabbi Omar, b'misha meisim atzmoy achzori al bonov v'yav b'nei beisei korev. I mean, somebody that makes himself like an achzori, very strict, an achzori, what's lush an achzori, what? Cruel upon his own children. No, the Oriv is a very cruel creature. He doesn't have rachmonis on his kids. That's the Oriv. He rather protect himself than protect his kids. Is the Mora says, who is Zoyka the Torah? Somebody becomes cruel upon his own children, upon his own wife, for the sake of learning Torah. What's the Maisa? Jasanti Gemari, it's Rav Shita. Ki ho the Rav Adar Bamasna. It happened to Maisa of Adar Bamasna. Hebi ko'ozo leve Rav. He was going to learn in yeshiva. He wanted to leave his wife and children and learn in yeshiva. Omrule, it's hard to say over this Gemara, but I call upon him, the Gemara says it. Omrule devesua. So his wife told him, Yenuka didoch, my evidlu. What's the Omrule devesua, Yamla devesua. His wife told him, Yenuka didoch, your own children, my evidlu. What's going to happen to them? If you're going to leave us, who's going to give us panosa? Like you're going to learn Torah, you're going to yeshiva, very good. But what's going to be with us? Omrullah, he answered back, Mishlimu kurmi biagmam, that it finished all the tfu in the fields. In other words, don't worry. There were tfu in the fields. There's some food teeth in the fields. So he meant to say is that in such a midah, that a person has 100% pitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to learn Torah b'lev sholem, and he has 100% pitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's muftach lo, as Gemara says, that the Eibishter will give his children panasa. The Eibishter will take care of his wife and his children for him. He doesn't have to worry about it. But Rav, you have to be at such a madrega that you're going mamash 100% lishmo, that you're able to learn Torah. Not everybody can do that. But if you're such a madrega that you could go to learn Torah and give up taking care of your mishpacha, there's avtocha Kodesh Baruch will take care of it for you. Trashi kurmi yurakis. Means aren't there? There's still some vegetables in the field. Lishnachrina gamilach kiokres lo rechiv dispayin. Right. Umishalem l'soyna v'aponav. The pasuk says lavidoy. The Eibishter pays back to the enemies. Omri v'shur ben Levi. The amole mikra kosev. Not for this pasuk. Yeshul yomu. We cannot say over such a pasuk. It's a mashal kavayochol that the Eibishter kodem shenoyisim asya aponav. Like he's holding a pekel in front of him. Umavakish lashlizu menu. The Eibishter wants to throw it away from him. Right. The pasuk says loyachol l'soyna. He won't hold back from his enemies. Omri abiloy l'soyna v'hud loyach. He doesn't hold back from his enemies. Avoyachol. You're holding that chov beis amar alef. He wants to throw it away from him. Lo yachal l'soyne, it doesn't hold back from the enemies. Amar Rebbe Loi, l'soyne hudu lo yachal. He doesn't wait like not to pay back the punishment to the soynim, to the rishoyim. Av yachal l'tzadikim gemurim. But the tzadikim gemurim, even if they're mole, they do a chet, they deserve an earnish. For them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. He doesn't give them back the earnish right away. Fahaynu diyamir reshub alev. This is reshub alev dash in the posting. My just said, what does the pasuk say? Is the diyek hayoyim lasoysom for loyelo mocha lasoysom. The mitzvahs are given to be done here on this world and not lost in love. The moisa Mashiach, or else after the next world, you can't do mitzvahs then. Then you need to do mitzvahs as calls the man you're alive on this world. This world is to do the mitzvahs and lemocha lakabos chorim. When do you receive your reward? The tzaddikim lav davka receive the reward in this world. The amol, the Eibishter pays back the reward in next world. And Olam Haba, that's where they get back their schar. Omer Rabbi Chagai, v'tein Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni. My decision, what the pasuk say? Erech Hapayim. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Erech Hapayim is slow to get angry. Erech Afmi Boile should have said he's slow to be angry. What's Loshen Hapayim? A double Loshen. Should have said Erech Ach. Long is his anger, but why Lashon Hapayim? El Erech Hapayim LeTzadikim, and Erech Hapayim LeRishoyim. Name is the midas of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for both. Zayv for Tzadikim and for the Rishoyim. Both he waits and doesn't take out his anger right now. Shashi Hapayim Mashma Ponim Bein Shechkos Bein Zayfos. The Hapayim Shechkos Marach Umav Tzadikim Mos Lovoi. The Hapayim Zumas Marach Rishoyim Umiach Brusam Losan Lolam Abu. No fakir. Means both ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. There are two times he extends his anger, but in two different ways. before the tzaddikim, the Eibusha doesn't give them their schar in this world, so he waits with their schar to give them a bigger schar in Olam Habo. And in Rishoyim Misfakev, the Eibusha Mol doesn't give them their einish in this world. Hamol Rishoyim has the good in this world, that they get all the schar in this world, and the einish they get in the Yenim world will be a bigger einish there. That's the Mol, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erech HaPayim had two times his Erech, he waits to do things. For tzaddikim, he gives them that their schorim in Olam Habo, and Rishoyim gets the einish in the next world. Right. We have Yehudu Roim there out at the base of Sain. So Mishnah said, how wide can you make the pasim? How far can you spread the pasim out and still be able to carry? So it's a machlokes. One Rabbi Yehuda said only to base the sign. You can't make it more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. More than that, it's also. And the Chodim said, no, as far as you want, you could. But as providing you keep on putting pasim in between. You're allowed to go 10 amas according to Rabbi Meir. Then you have to put a pasim, mechitza, 1 amah wide. Then go 10 amas. Then another mechitza, another 10 amas. As far as you want, you can go. Miles and miles you can go. That's the Chodim Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, only to base the sign. And the machlokes was that if Yehuda holds, this is not called Hukuf Ladira. Therefore, it has a din karmelis more than a base of sayim, like any park, any area that people don't live there, even though it has mechitzes. If it's wider than 70 by 70 yamis, midravon, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside there. Yud holds bein apasim the same halacha. The chum hold knows, since you use the water for drinking, it's called tashmish diyadim, it's called akukuf adira. Therefore, you can use the mechitzes as far as you want. Iboilehu, bor upasim kamar, so the Yehuda say that the apayimama means, that the base of sign means the bor, how wide the bor is, and the pasim around it also, together, like a picture 37. The base of sign means, in other words, between the mechitzas. The mechitzas have to be less than base of sign apart. You don't look at the bor, you look at the bor with the pasim kummer. Oy dilma bor v'loy pasim kummer. No. If Yehuda holds, look at the bor. In case we have a bor, if the bor is a base of sayim, it's still good to make the mechitzas far away. The ikur is look at the bor itself. What does that mean? Adam noisenein of the boroi. People always look at the bor itself. Sabi the bor is left in a base of sayim. There's b'lei gazrinen dilmaso tatule yosim a base of sayim the karfish. Even though here the mechitzas really are more than a base of sayim, because the bor itself is a base of sayim. But people look inside the bor. So they'll see that you're only allowed to be metaltal up until a base of sayim. There won't be mekel if you're metaltal here, even though really the mechitzas are far away to the base of sayim. People won't think you're allowed to be metaltal other places where it's a karfav of a yosim base of sayim, because they'll know here is different. Oy dilma no, adam noisen ena b'mechitzasoy. Person always looks at the mechitzas. He doesn't look at the bor itself. He looks at the mechitzas. The name of the gazrin and dilmaso lachlufei yosim base of sayim. It's Taker Osir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to Metaltum, if the mechitzes are wider than a base of sign. You don't look at how big the bor is, though you always have to look how far aside the mechitzes are. If the mechitzes are, once the mechitzes are base of sign aside, then it's no good. Yeah. Like picture 37. Trashi a bor pasim, his roichev ha bor im chalal hekev ha pasim, horachaykish toyamis. With the hekif of the pasim two amis, that has to be less than base of sayim. Oy dilma no bor luchudei shorah base of sayim. As long as the bor itself is up until the base of sayim levad hachikas base amis. Still, you can have two amis on each side. Further than that, still it's mutter, because a person only looks inside the bor and not outside the bor. So that's the shaila. If you have a bor that's exactly base of sayim, are you allowed to put the mechitzas two amis away? It means you'll have an extra four amis on both sides. Still it's mutter, or else no. Toshima, kamehain mikurovim. How close could the pasim be to the bor? Could they roish a ruba shapora? You have to have at least enough space that the roish a ruba the pora comes inside the base of pasim, which we had before was at least two amis. For kamehain ruchokim, how far away can the mechitzas be from the bor? Afilu kura, afilu kurayim. As far as you want. That's the Tanakhama Shita. We have Yehudu Roim in name, base of sayim mutter. Only up until base of sayim means 70 amis, by 70 amis is mutter. Yosim a base of sayim. Once you have further away than a base of sayim, osir. It's osir. Omru Rav Yehuda. So the Rabbanan said back to Rav Yehuda, Iyato moida, aren't you moida though? The deer, that's the corral where the behemoth live. The soyer, another corral that behemoth live outside in the city. Muksa, or else the backyard. The chutzah, a front yard. That afilu beis chameshes kurim, or beis asara kurim, shemuter. Doesn't matter how wide your backyard or front yard is, abdi yav mechitzes around, you're allowed to carry there. So why is ben apasim different? Omal Henry, but Yehuda answered back, Zu mechitza. When you have a backyard, a front yard, those are good mechitzas. They're as smooth as far as you want. And the hookah for dira there. Mashen can be able passim. Here, the bein passim, it's only passim. It's not hookah for dira, it's not a good mechitza. You have Shimon ben Elazar Weiner. Bor, besa sayim, a besa sayim mutter. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, how wide could the bor itself be up until a besa sayim, a besa sayim mutter? For lo yomru laharchik, ele kadei roisha rubi shapora. In other words, Rav Shimon is also saying, it's only mutter until a besa sayim, but he learns the bor itself could be wide, a besa sayim. And even after the bor is so wide, still you could put the mechitza still two amas more on this side, and two amas more on this side. To see, according to Rav Shimon, once the bor is only based on sayim, it's mutter to be marked to make the mechitzas a little bit longer. So according to Diyak, for me to come, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, bor v'loy pasin. Since Rav Shimon is the one that says you look at the bor, Rabbi, the bor is not more than based on sayim, it's mutter. Of the zoy mechlal, it should be a raya to Rav Yehuda, the bor v'pasin comer. That Rav Yehuda is a different shita. Rav Yehuda also says it can only be a based on sayim wide. He means the mechitzas also. The mechitz with the bor together cannot be wider than a base of sayim. So here we have a raya of Yehuda is a big machmer and holds that even the width of mechitzes, there can't be a base of sayim in between. You can't have wider than a base of sayim. And you can't include the extra two amis you need for the mechitzes. So the mar v'lohi, no, I'll tell you it's not a good raya. We have Yehuda, bor, v'lohi, pas, and kamer. Yehuda also means just look at the bor. Rabbi, the bor is only a base of sayim. It's mutter to make the chitz a little bit wider. The Yochis directly more Bazoi, Hayyad of Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Yehuda and Shimon ben Elazar both saying the same halacha. They're both saying in a case where the bor is exactly based on Sayim, it's still mutter, even though you're putting the mechitzas two amis out on one side and two amis on the other side, if you have another four amis, still it's mutter. Of course, we look at the bor. Or Bazoi, the mamish exact same sheet, why do you have to have two members here for him? And the Gemara saying, Iker denayu orich v'kotin. So now, Kamina, when you say the base of Sayim, we're saying that's really the shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan. The chotzer by the Mishkan was 100 amos by 50 amos. So orich v'kotin means it's long 100 and wide 50. Rabbi Shimon says no. If a davka has to be squared, that means 70 amos by 70 amos, that's what we'll make them. But any time any side is more than 70 amos, it's no good. Even though it's 100 by 50, which is really the same square feet as 70 by 70, we're not nekel though. He holds badavka has to be squared. You can't have more than 70 either way. And if you don't know, the ikar is what's the square feet. So even though one way is 100, the other way is 50, also it's mutter. That's the machlokes. Machlokes, how do you measure the base of sayim? But the most moida, the base of sayim, only goes upon the bor, and you're allowed to extend the two amis more each side, the mechitza. So the more klal omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Call avir shatash mishla dira. Anytime you have mechitzas and inside the mechitzas you use it to live there, the mechitzas are hook of the dira, like you're saying a front yard or a backyard, to go in dira visoya muks of chotzer, the corrals for the animal. The animal lives there. Or else the front yard and the backyard, then everybody's maskim afilo beis chameshas kurim, obeis asaras kurim. No matter how wide the yard, you're allowed to do it. Doesn't make a difference how wide the yard. Since the mechitzas are hook of the dira, it's mutter. Mashenkin v'chol dira shetashmish liyaver. Anytime you have mechitzas that inside the mechitzas is only used for the air, that means you don't live there. Kagoyin burgenin, like the small huts that just the shayma stays inside there when it gets hot outside, but he doesn't really live there. Sheb sodos. Then the locher is based on sayim mutter. Shots mechitzas that were not made for the purpose of living inside them. Just found the mechitzas are there, then calls them on, they're not more than 70 yams or 70 yamis, it's mutter to metal inside it. Mashenkin yoysim abeis asayim, once the mechitzas, the shetach is bigger than 70 yams or 70 yamis, it's awesome with the rabbon and hazard in Karmelis, and you're not allowed to be metal to them. They said, Nafimini is a park. If you have a park, even though it has mechitzas, but if it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it's not hukah the dira to live there, so you're not allowed to be metal to carry something down the yamas inside the park. Only if it's less than base assign my base assign.
Yeah, just the last Rashi. Rashi just says, the whole dira, Rashi says, she mechusa begag, even though the dira, this hut, has a roof on top of it, the asuya leshmiras aver shechutza lo. But the word is, it's made to live in the hut only in order to protect the fields outside the hut. That's called Lashon L'chol Dira Shetashmish Al Avir. And even though you're inside this hut, but it's not for the purpose you want to live inside the hut, it's only for the purpose you want to see what's doing outside in the fields, so such mechitzas are not good mechitzas, and it's only mutter if it's off until the base of Sayim. But more than that, Midr Rabbanan has it in Karmelis, that you now have been metal to more than Daladams. So that's the Mishnah. We have Yehudi Leimer. im hoyo derech rishus harabim misavkoson. If in between the pasib rois, in between these four mechitzas, these four diyumdim you have in all four corners, the rishus harabim, the rabim walks through them, is the alocha yisalkenel its dodin. If you hold the rabim comes as mevatel the mechitzas, you can't use these mechitzas. It's not called rishus yochid inside. So the yetzer is yisalkenel. You have to pick up the diyumdim, the four diyumdim at the four sides of the mechitzas, and move it over to the side of the Rishus HaRabim, so that they should not walk through it, it should not be Mavato, the Rishus HaYochid. The Chachom say though, Ein Oitzorich. No, you don't have to move on the side the Pasib Rois. Heis Midiraisa, we hold that Loi Osir Rabim Mavato Mechitzis. When the Rabim walks through the Mechitzis, they do not break the Mechitzis. That's the Chachom Mishita. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, he's here now, Mishnah, the Chum, tell us here how strong mechitzas are. In other words, that means that even though the rabbin are walking through, they still do not break the mechitzas. The Zosti Gemara Kan, the Chutz Marsh Meloshin Kan, Usurulei, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both hold, like the Chum and now Mishnah, that even though the rabbin walk through mechitzas, the rabbin do not break the mechitzas. For the Gemara Kasha, Ivri Omer Rabba Baba Chona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avachon said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Yerushalayim, the Shvokim, the streets in Yerushalayim, the main street, Ilmole, Dalso Seha Ninalois Balailo, if not for the fact that they used to close the doors at night, is Chayovim Oleho Mishum Rishus Rabbim. There would be an Isser Hoitzor through the streets, the main street in Yerushalayim. It would have a din of a Rishus Rabbim. So why isn't it called Rishus HaRabim? Only because it has the losses, because it has doors by the two entrances to the city. Of a mashmim without the two losses, without the doors, even though you would have it Surah HaPesach, it still would be Rishus HaRabim. What's the svar why? Because we say Osir Rabim Mavato Mechitzis. Since the Rabim walks through the Surah HaPesach, the Rabim breaks the Mechitzis. Yeah, like Rashi says, Chayovim Oleho, Alma also Rabim Umovat lo Mechitza. We see the Rabim walks through and breaks the Mechitzis. So it's only because she has a door that the door is the Pshat that stops the Rabim from walking through. But without a door, just a Tzuras HaPesach or a Mechitza, if the Rabim walks through it, it breaks it. In other words, that's what we're saying Alma lo Mechitza. If the Rabim walks through, Tashtaitzach, a Rabim can't walk through a brick wall. So it means to say you have a Mechitza, but there's a Pesach in the Mechitza, there's like an opening. So Kol Zman is only up until Yiras Hamasales. Alamo is still called the Mechitza. It's called the Pesach in the Mechitza. But when the Rabbim walks through that Pesach, the Rabbim breaks the whole Mechitza, and it doesn't have a koyach to be Rishus Yochid. So here's the Stirin Rabbi Yechanan. Now with the Gemara Ella, you have to say, Kan V'Loi Sirulei. The Pshat is Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the Chachamim and our Mishnah are telling us this Yisoid, that the Rabbim cannot break the Mechitzas. But that's what the Chachamim hold in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yechanan himself does not pass like the Chachamim here. Rabbi Yechanan himself says no. The rabbim walk through a Pesach, they break the mechitzas, and only a delis helps. The Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Now we'll ask the stira on Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rami, the Rabbonin, now the Rabbonin. And I have a stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned. Yes, a Rav Kain, a big Yechidish, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishaho Yoloi Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. Somebody owned two houses, one on each side of the main street, on each side of Rishus HaRabim. Let's say down Wilshire, you own a street on one side of the street, and then you own another house, you own a house on one side, and then you own another house on the other side, exactly across. Yizalocha Oysa Loi Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan. If you have Yehuda, all you have to do is just put up a Lechi at the end of one side of your house, and another lech at the other end of your house. Oy kari mikan v'kari mikan. You'll put a beam going straight across in front of by one side of your house, and then put a beam straight across on the other side of your house. Memela v'noisa v'noisa mbienza. And then you're allowed to carry in between the street, even though the Rishus HaRabim is walking through the street, still you're allowed to carry across from one house to another house. So you see what? That even though the Rabim goes through, they do not break the mechitzas. Omruloi, the Chum sent back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the locker is Ein Mi'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. You're not allowed to make an Eriv through Rishus HaRabim in such a way. So the Chur Akash of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, to steer in Rabbi Yehuda. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabim go through the Pasib Rois and they break the Mechitzis. That you have to move the Pasib Rois to the side. Kedei the Rav should not go through it. And here Rabbi Yehuda holds no, if you own two houses on both sides of the Rishus Rabbim, even though the Rav is still walking through the main street, you're allowed to cross. You're allowed to metaltal from one side to the other side. He invited, and Kashi the Rabbonah, not the Rabbonah. There's also a theory in the Rabbonahs. That now Mishnah the Rabbonah say the Rabbim walks through the Pasei Brois, it's still kosher. They do not break the Mechitzis. And here it says, the Chavim say, Ein Marvim Rishus Rabbim Bekach. Mashma, since the Rabbim walks through these, walking through your Mechitzis, they break the Mechitzis. And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Lakasha, I'll give you a terrorist, there's no stira on Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom the Ikrishte Mechitzis Mal Yisoh. His Rabbi Yehuda Shittari is that Midiraisa, all you have to have is two Mechitzis. If you have two Mechitzis, even though they're opposite, one opposite the other, still that makes the inside area Rishus HaYochim Midiraisa. So when you own two houses, one on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, since the front of the house is a good Mechitza, when you have two good Mechitzis, that makes it Rishus HaYochid, and even though the Rabbim are walking in between the two Mechitzis, they do not break the Mechitzis. Mashenkin here in our Mishnah, by Pasei Berois, Hocho Leko Shtei Mechitzis Mal Yisoh. Here you don't have at any point two good Mechitzis. All you have is just four Diyumdim at each corner. That means you have like an L shape, an Amma one way, an Amma the other side. And then you have a space in between of 10 Ams. So these Mechitzis, even though they're kosher Midiraisa, but I call upon them, they're not good Mechitzis. So when you don't have good Mechitzis, then you have you to hold that if the Rabbim walks through these Pasei Berois, the Rabbim breaks the Mechitzis. So therefore it's no Spiro to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, not Melakashe. There's no stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin either. Why there's no stira? Ho ho iko shem arba mechitzis. And now, Mishnah by Pasei Berois, even though they're shvachra mechitzis, but I call upon them, it has a shem, midiraisa, you have four mechitzis there. Since on each side, there's an amr on one side, amr on the other side, like each side has two amis, so that's called the good mechitza midiraisa. And on all four sides, you have this mechitza of two amis. So all four sides have mechitzas. Then we do not say the Rabbim walking through breaks the mechitza. Mashenkein Hossam, in Rabbi Yehuda's case though, in the case we just own two houses on two sides of the Rishus Rabbim. So all you have is just two good mechitzas. On the other sides, the Rabbim are walking through. What are you putting up? Just a lechi or a kura? That's bechlal not called a mechitza. So mele Hossam leka shom dal mechitzas. Over there, when the Rabbim walking through your two houses, you do not have dal mechitzas. That's why the Rabbonin say, the Rabbim come and break it. In other words, Tom, the Rabbonin thinks of an Abiyuda and say that two Mechitzes don't help. You don't need four Mechitzes. But in Echanami, when you have four Mechitzes, then the Rabbonin sheet would be, lo yosa Rabbim muvato Mechitzes. So the Kitzah, this is the Gemara here. So what we have from now, Gemara's Poshah, Rabbi Yechanan here was Chayzer, and Rabbi Yechanan does not hold like the Chom in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that the Rabbim walking through Mechitzes break the Mechitzes. The Gemara before we had though, Reb Leza holds that the Chum of Al Mishnah Lalocha. Reb Leza holds that we hold Lo Yosa Rabim Mavato Mechitzis. Hakoponim Midiraisa, the Rabim do not break the Mechitzis. We spoke out before, it's a Shaila how we paskin, doesn't say Klo the Psak Alochim. Therefore, Avadim and Astam are always supposed to be Machmir, that the Rabim walking through, a Rabim breaks the Mechitzis. And therefore, you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach, a Nerev, around the city that has a Rishus HaRabim inside it, unless you put up a Delis on both sides of the Rishus HaRabim, or at least on one side, that the Delis should break the Rabim from walking through. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why a lot of cities were saimach to make an Erev, even though it's a Shadal Alocha, maybe the Rabim would come and break the Mechitzis. So Mishnah Berurah says, vice place, that the Minig Olam, the reason why they were Mekel, because they were saimach on Reb Leza Shita, to hold that our Koponim is the Reis that we hold, Lo Yosa Rabim Mavata Mechitzis. Midiraisa, if you have a good Suras HaPesach, even though the Rishus HaRabim is walking through it, they don't break the Mechitzis. That's why you say Mech on Erevin. So therefore, Midiraisa, there's no Shaila. Only Shaila in the Rabbonins. In the Rabbonins, you can be Mekel with other Tzerufim. That maybe it's not a real Rishus HaRabim. You need 600,000 people walking through it every single day. And maybe then you don't need a Delis. Maybe it's not them just a Suras HaPesach. So, Avadah is Sodom to be Machmir. But these are the studies why some people are makel on Erevin. Because the same of on Rabbi Lezer Shita to say, Midirai Sakoponim, Lo Yosaravim Umavato Mechitzis. Right. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayovim Molehem Meshum Rishus Rabbim. He holds there's no din Rishus Rabim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara, why not? Yosef Rav Dimi Yikom Ale Lohoshmaita. He settled over this halacha. Omalei Abaye Le Rav Dimi. So Abaye told Rav Dimi, my time, what's the reason? What are you saying over? What did Rav Yitzchak say over the name of Rav Yechanan that there's no din in Rishus Rabim in Eretz Yisrael? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum Demakev Le Tzulma Ditzur Mehachisa.